This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. My name is Rich Bradbury, and I'm joined in the studio today by
Arvind Yuvraj
and Audrey Raj.
With you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. We started off with a story about how IKEA and HP want to help keep plastic out of the ocean. We then moved on to another ocean-related story about how there's probably microplastic in your poop, which left us a little bit disheveled. So we're asking you guys, you know, what are some of the most creative ways in which you've seen waste being recycled? We've had a couple of messages on Twitter. JF or City Ranger has said, seriously, I've had enough of the government's half-baked initiatives that only profit cronies. You want to recycle, do it properly. Give it to the people who can get the job done. We are 30 years behind. It's now or never.
Nicely said.
Well done. If you want to have a comment, you can get us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. On Twitter or on Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. Moving on to story number three about autonomous taxis planned for 2021. Unfortunately, not here in Malaysia. Mm-hmm. I think there's enough hassle going off with taxis as it is. Where are we now over in London then?
So this taxi firm, Addison Lee, that's in London, they have joined forces with self-driving software specialist Oxbot, and says that the tie-up means they will offer self-driving taxis in the capital by 2021. So this puts them against Uber, who are also planning to roll out driverless cars on its network in the future. But Uber has had a couple of accidents, so they've sort of slowed down, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
So Addison Lee says that it will work with Oxbotica on digitally mapping public roads in and around London or in the capital. And the detailed maps will record the position of curbs, road signs, and traffic lights in preparation for the autonomous cars. The technology would help the firm address congestion, free space, and use for parking, and improve on urban air quality as well. So they're aiming for these few things. They have the backing of the local government as well, who are sort of like helping them financially to get to this point. 2021 is not far away. It's only like 2 years away. They want to get there first. There is a kind of a who's going to get there first kind of race going on. I think China is trying to do it. The US is trying to do it. In London itself, Uber is trying to do it in a few places. But Addison Lee wants to be the first. They are well-backed, they're well-funded. They are owned by private equity giant Carlyle. But they also reported a loss of £20.8 million pounds last year because of the ride-hailing economy and stuff, and the ride-hailing sector industry. So they want to get back on track. They are competing with Ford, GM, Mercedes-Benz, or Mercedes-Benz owners Daimler, and also Bosch. So they want to get to, you know, they want to get to that point before any of these companies do, with self-driving taxis by 2021.
Have either of you ever taken a taxi in London?
Yes, I have.
No.
You have? And did you notice how ridiculously expensive it was?
Yes.
Right.
Not just because you have to, you know, like, convert it to Malaysian ringgit.
Right.
It's just expensive to begin with. Even in pounds,
it is ridiculously expensive to get around anywhere in London, especially in one of the black cabs. Now, something like this does not surprise me at all, you know, in terms of them losing, how many millions was it?
20.3 million.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, these taxi companies and these ride-hailing apps are coming in and they're completely undercutting everything that's already been established. For good reason, you know, people are tired of having to fork out a fortune to get in a cab that is not necessarily kept well. And the drivers do know where they're going in London. They have this very special test that they have to do called the knowledge. You've probably heard about that. But, you know, the whole idea of self-driving cabs in London, I think, is probably one of the better ideas. The cab drivers that are there right now, most of them have been there for quite a significant amount of time. The test that they have to do is very, very difficult, you know. But if you have a vehicle that can take that test and know all of that knowledge in a split second, you know, these people who have been doing this for a long time, they're going to be so annoyed by this. There's going to be massive kind of people coming out saying, you know, we studied for 5 years for this and you have a robot that's coming in and blah, blah, blah. That's what's going to happen, I think.
Oh. But, are people happy with taxis there?
Or No. This is a worldwide issue. We all know, for the most part, that taxi companies overcharge, you know.
Because we never had a choice back then.
Exactly.
It was that or take the bus.
Exactly. And now, you know, we have much more transportation options here in KL, so we can take public transport for the most part, you know, and this has to be reflected in the cost of taxis.
Here's the thing. I mean, I am all for this just because it will be easier for people to commute, you know, that last mile connectivity and all. Mm. But then again, why race to be the first to do this? Why set a deadline that we are going to get this done by 2021?
Yeah.
Why not strive to be the safest instead of the first?
Yeah.
That is my problem with this story.
I think it's because once you're the first, then you monopolize.
Mm.
I mean, they don't want to use the word monopolize, but then once you monopolize, then it doesn't matter who else jumps on the bandwagon. You're going to be the first. Uber, for all their losses here in Southeast Asia, they're still the biggest e-hailing service in the world because they were the first. Mm. Maybe even if they weren't the first, they were the most popular.
Mm.
And it's very difficult to get Uber off that top spot.
And it becomes a tagline.
Yeah, it becomes a tagline.
Mm.
So if these guys are able to do it first, and then they're able to show the world that they are, you know, they are good at what they do, like, you know, with these autonomous taxis and stuff, then in places like Malaysia, where there's no autonomous taxis, they could just move in. We could have like an Addison Lee or an Addison Lee owned company.
Yeah, but in order to do that, they're going to have to map the city streets.
Mm.
And
which
I think
change
it's
on
going
an
to
hourly
be...
basis.
I think it's going to be an absolute nightmare to do that in KL.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know how Waze does it.
Mm.
So Waze, I don't know how quickly they or how they are able to update quickly. It'll be interesting to know. But, you know, when you have like a road closure here in KL, Waze is able to pick it up within 24 hours. I've seen it happen before. Sometimes it's slow. It's a bit slower. But most times they're able to pick it up within 24 hours. They say you have to divert to the other lane, which is interesting.
On the other hand, I've been in a cab where the road closure hasn't been updated and my cab driver's followed his Waze enthusiastically until he's gotten to that closed road and he's gone, oh, but Waze is telling me I need to go. You can't go that way, dude.
You can't, yeah.
You got a U-turn. You know, but then again, I like the idea of autonomous taxis. I really do, but I just don't see it being a big thing anytime soon. You know, I think the idea of it is wonderful, but we're just not ready for it yet.
What about that human interaction with your cabbie?
Mm.
Will you miss that, Rich?
Not at all. No, not at all.
But there is a reason why there is a ranking for Grab and for Uber, for Lyft, of your driver, right?
Yeah,
and
but
how friendly the driver is.
Yeah, but I disagree with that. I think that ranking system is not for you or me. I think that's kind of a smokescreen for companies like Uber and Grab to determine the amount of pay that they give that particular driver.
Mm.
And I think it's that they're like, okay, we don't want to have to deal with how much bonus you're going to get. Let the customer deal with that.
Mm.
They can decide how much bonus you're going to get. And I think it's a sneaky way of getting around it, to be honest.
So you think they don't want to talk to you, you don't want to talk to them, but
I'm perfectly fine with
they're
that.
They're just talking to you because they want to get like a five-star thing.
Exactly. And it's normally the ones that do talk to you that when you get out of the cab will say, can you give me a five-star rating, please?
Ooh.
Have you not noticed that?
I've never been asked, actually.
You've never been asked?
I've been asked
all
a few
the time.
Times. Yeah, yeah.
But that, you know, I'm a cynic, so, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. Let's take a break. Music coming up from the Lemonheads with If I Could Talk, I'd Tell You.
The car, the autonomous taxi.
And then when we get back, our final story of the day. A device that can pull drinking water from the air. It's just won the latest X Prize. Audrey will be telling us all about it when we get back in just a couple of minutes. You are, of course, listening to BizBytes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.